The Cubs squaring off with the Giants over an hour rain delay at the start of this one. We pick it up first inning. John Lester on the hill looking good.
Later in the game, ball, strike three. Used a little bit more often this year, and it's been an effective weapon for him. And he gets Arroyo on the curveball. Two batters, two strikeouts for Lester. And he just struck out the side.
Cincinnati, he's certainly seen the Cubs a lot.
Counted to right. Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield.
There's some contact. Some rather loud contact.
Hayward, deep right. It is gone. Basket shot. 2-0.
Well, we've talked a fair bit this year about Jason's new approach at the plate. We've talked a lot about his mechanics and how he's changed his hands. But the other thing, he's been a lot more aggressive early. And this is an ambush on a first pitch from Cueto, right there for him where he likes it. A little bit up above the knees where he can get extended and launch.
Rizzo in the air. Towering shot to right. Two-run homer. 4-0.
Cueto keeps finding the middle of the strike zone, and the Cub hitters keep finding the seats.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Up top he goes to get the punch out.
Two down. 10 strikeouts for Lester. Fly ball, left field. Zobrist has it. Cubs win. It's a Maddux. A 99 pitch, complete game win for John Lester.
The Cubs get a complete game effort from John Lester. Manager Joe Madden spoke about the victory.
Yeah, it was perfect. To be able to hit three home runs against Cueto, that's pretty impressive on the part of our guys. And then John Lester, that's classic stuff. He just kept getting better. In that one inning, I think they had about three or four balls well in a row. I was really checking that out. But then change up, grounder backed in by Posey. Then everything kind of settled in after that elevated strikeout. Ruggiano strikeout down and away to Crawford. Then all of a sudden he started getting back into his groove. And then I think he was starting to feel it at that point. A real, a thoroughbred starting pitcher starts to feel it. And I think that's what was going on. It got small fast. I mean, it's almost like when you used to watch Star Trek, when it came on, and like the Enterprise would just fly by the screen and get really small. It kind of had that Enterprise-esque look to it. It was there, then it was gone. It just got small quickly.
That was good positioning to begin with. That helped that play a lot. Not necessarily first step, it's just movement after his first step.
Routes.
Yeah, just feet. I mean, I'm into feet, man. I just like good feet. I don't have a foot fetish other than defense. Have a defensive foot fetish.
John Lester, his first complete game of the season, he talked to the media afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think, the complete game now is few and far between when you actually get the opportunity, especially here in the National League. I could have done without that left-on-left at bat in the eighth, Joe wanted me to go back out there. So, like I said, I mean, it's a hard thing to do now. There's always that gratification to go out there and finish it and walk off and, shake everybody's hand as they come off the field. Once you get going, you get going. I mean, that's the hardest part is sitting around and you got to make sure that you don't turn off. You got to make sure that you're not, looking forward to doing a doubleheader the next day or just getting pushed back or whatever. So that's the hardest part. Once you get going, there's really no turning back from there. So, the little mini delay in the beginning is fine. I was already ready, and I'm just glad it didn't take too long for all of us to cool back down and then get going again. So that was kind of a, obviously nobody wants to start in the rain, but I was glad that they went ahead and started it. I think it tells you kind of a combination of things. I think they were aggressive. They were aggressive because I think they were trying not to get to my off-speed pitches. They were trying to get to my fastball, and we were able to kind of disguise that a little bit and move the ball around. So I'm glad the no walks thing. I mean, that's been, you know, that's been kind of, I don't want to say biting me in the butt, but there's been a few too many walks this year for me, and that's something I've been trying to harp on in my bullpens as far as fastball command. And but yeah, I think the big thing is they were trying to get to my heater early. They know how aggressive I can be. I've played against these guys a lot, so they know how aggressive we can be with the heater, and we were able to like I said, kind of disguise that a little bit on both sides of the plate. You can never expect perfection. You know, I think the thing that made me mad right there was just the unexecuted pitch to Crawford. It was just a bad. The first pitch was bad, and the second pitch was even worse. So that's the thing that frustrated me is, I know if I execute that pitch, you know, he may still get a base hit, but at least it's a base hit. It's not a double. So yeah, I mean that was a frustrating part right there. It's just how bad those pitches were in that inning. I was a little frustrated at the Nunez hit just on a good curveball and just kind of falls in. Outfielders did a good job of keeping Crawford from scoring there too, so that was good. But yeah, I mean it was just kind of the result and the location of a couple pitches in that inning. I mean, I think it's been close for a while. I feel like we just haven't put it all together at once. You know, I feel like I've said it a million times and I hate to beat a dead horse with it, but I feel like, you know, when we pitch well, we don't hit, and when we hit, we don't pitch well. So it's kind of, you know, been kind of back and forth for us. So it's nice to limit runs and give our guys a chance. And, you know, I said earlier tonight, when you guys put up two early runs against Cueto, you try not to waste those. You know he's not going to give up too many, and we were able to put four up there, and that was huge. So when you're able to get to a guy like that, you don't want to waste those opportunities on my end. So, just try to keep getting those guys in the dugout and making him work.
The series against the Giants continues on Wednesday with Kyle Hendricks on the hill.